welcome to another Radio Munson. I'm Don. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Daylight Time tonight. A few years ago, about 15-16 years ago, Ken Poplawski, the clarinetist, took a band to Japan and toured. And here's something from that tour. It's a song that Fats Waller wrote, and it kicks off another Radio Munson. This may provoke some ideas for fall. It's called Stealin' Apples. Thank you. Ken Poplawski has become sort of the go-to clarinetist now for traditional jazz music in these United States, but he exported it to Japan about 15 years ago, and that's an appreciative Japanese audience at the Fujitsu Concord Jazz Festival in Tokyo. I think it was 1998. With Poplawski's clarinet a la Benny Goodman. Benny recorded that in 1939 with his band. It's called Stealin' Apples. Fats Waller wrote it. Who else did we hear from there? Scott Robinson playing tenor sax, Randy Sankey's trumpet, and Eddie Burt on trombone. Here on Radio Munson, kicking off another. Boy, we have a good lineup coming tonight. My email address is don@wglt.org tonight, and always. I'm on the campus of Illinois State University in Normal, Uptown Normal, Illinois. A couple of Facebook pages. One of them, the Radio Munson Facebook page, has a picture of a quartet whose music we're going to play coming up here next. The other one is Don Munson when you go to Facebook.com. Yeah. So who do we have tonight? Jane Monheit with John Pizzarelli, Woody Herman's band, and his version of Early Autumn. This is a perfect evening for that, seems to me. Duke Ellington's band featuring Johnny Hodges and Louis Jordan with Choo Choo Chaboogie, good jumping blues song from 1946. Sinatra coming up here in a few, and Sarah Vaughan and Stan Kenton's band, and this could be the start of something big, it seems to me. That's Dan Barrett's trombone. Becky Kilgore's gonna do the vocal. And this could be the start of something big.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking in someone's eyes, you suddenly that this could be the start of something big. You're lunching at 21 and watching your diet, declining a Charlotte Russe, accepting a fig. When out of a clear blue sky, it suddenly galangai, and this could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic? But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite him in without a second look. You're up in an aeroplane, or dining at Sardi's, or lying at Malibu, alone on the sand. You suddenly hear a bell, right away you can tell. This could be the start of something grand, yeah. Thank you. You're doing your income tax, or buying a toothbrush, or hurrying home because the hour is late. Then suddenly there you go, the very next thing you know is this could be the start of something great. You're having a snowball fight or picking up daisies. You're singing a happy tune or knocking on wood, when all of a sudden you look up and there's someone new. Oh, this could be the start of something good. Your destined lover you'll discover in a frightening flash. So keep your heart awake both night and day, because the meeting may be fleeting as a lightning flash, and you don't want to let it slip away. You're watching the sun come up or counting your money, or else in a dim cafe you're ordering wine. Then suddenly there he is, you wanna be where he is. And this could be the start of something, this could be the heart of something, this could be the start of something fine. Suddenly there he is, you wanna be where he is. This could be the start of something big.
That's Becky Kilgore, and boy, she's a fine singer. Fine singer from Portland, Oregon. And Dan Barrett, the trombonist, and Eddie Erickson, Fast Eddie, who plays great guitar and every once in a while burst into song, and Joel Forbes playing bass. And Steve Allen wrote that song. Well, it remains to be seen how big it could get here this evening, but we're going to do the best we can. I'm glad you're along for the ride. We're going to get wet tonight, more than likely. See some shower activity moving across the Mississippi right now. So it's not going to rain, any serious rain at least. I had a few drops of rain on my windshield on the way over here this evening, but not enough to even turn the windshield wipers on. Nothing close to us now, but pretty good shot at some showers and thunder showers overnight, late tonight. Be after you're asleep, I'm thinking. Overnight low 67. Tomorrow, showers and thunder showers a little bit more likely in the morning, and an 85-degree day tomorrow. But the rain chances continue through the day tomorrow and into the evening. And then that's it. Saturday, mostly sunny, 73. And no rain then in sight now until about Thursday, the way they see it. But that's what we're supposed to have, a little rain every once in a while in September. Back in 1961, when Nelson Riddle was arranging for Sinatra, he developed that, what he called the heartbeat rhythm, that languid, finger-snapping thing that just suited Sinatra perfectly, especially on this song.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember, in September, in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember that September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September, that September in the rain. Thank you. is here to me, it is still September. That September in the rain. That September that brought the pain. That September in the rain.
Sinatra with Nelson Riddle. Yeah. That's Milt Hinton playing bass right there. And that's Derek Smith on piano. And Bobby Rosengarten on drums.
Support for GLT comes from The Music Shop, celebrating 53 years of serving musicians of all ages, offering band and orchestra instrument rentals and sales, a large sheet music department, and thousands of accessories, specializing in service to music education. Details at themusicshop.com. This is GLT. Milt Hinton and Bobby Rosengarten and Derek Smith back there with Sometimes I'm Happy. Hope you are tonight. Happy, that is. As Jerry Wiggins playing piano with Frankie Camp's Juggernaut, great big band, a song Neil Hefti wrote called Whirly Bird. Let it whirl. Round and round. Look up. Boy, that was a heck of a band that that Frankie Capp put together during the 1990s and a little beyond, called the Frank Capp Juggernaut. Frank was the drummer, and that was Ricky Woodard and Pete Chrisley, a couple of great tenor saxophone guys trading little riffs on a thing that Neil Hefti wrote called Whirly Bird. Well, setting your Thursday evening a whirl here this evening. You have little chores that you do? I had one listener that always told me he and his wife washed the dishes by hand during Radio Munson. Somebody else said he shined his shoes during this time. I've got the song for that. It's Mel Torme, yeah, with Bloomington Normal's John Campbell on piano, and a cast of Well, at least dozens. Sounds like at least dozens here on Radio Munson.
When you feel as low as the bottom of a well, can't get out of that mood, do something to perk yourself up, change your attitude, give a tug to your tie, put a crease in your pants. But if you really want to feel fine, give your shoes a shine. When there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart, with a singable happy feeling, a wonderful way to start. Greet the world every day with a deedle-dum-di-di-di, little melody that is making the worrying world go by. When you walk down the street with a happy-go-lucky beat, you'll find a lot in what I'm repeating. When there's a sunshine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart, what a wonderful way to start the day. Now there's a shine that you get in the barber shop, there's a shine that you get in the Pullman car, there's a shine that you get in the schoolroom, there's a shine that you get in the pool room. It doesn't matter where you get it, it'll do a lot of good if you let it. A little bit of polish will abolish what's bothering you. When there's a shine, yeah, a melody in your heart, ah, a singable happy feeling, wonderful to greet the world with a deedle-dum-di-di-di, little melody that is making the worrying world go by. When you walk down the street with a happy-go-lucky beat, you'll find a lot in what I'm repeating. When there's a shine on your shoes, a melody in your heart, wonderful way to start the day. Shine them in the pool room, shine them in the school room, shine them in the morning, shine them in the evening, shine them in the summer and the winter too. You'll lose your blues when there's a shine, 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 shine. When there's a shine, 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 shine. When there's a shine, sha-do-ba-dee-dum-da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum
Yeah, buff them up good. Mel Torme. That was recorded in Japan also, a trip that Bloomington Normal's John Campbell, the jazz pianist, made with Torme. And I think that was in the 1990s as well, 1991, I believe it was. And Shine on Your Shoes. Well, if there's not one now, you certainly have time to bring one out here if you're working at it between now and 9 o'clock this evening on Radio Munson. I'm Don here in the GLT studios on the beautiful campus of Illinois State University. Feeling like fall a little bit around here. Morton Pumpkin Festival is this weekend. Started tonight, didn't it? And goes through Saturday. Meanwhile, there's a sauerkraut and some polka music across the river and the Oktoberfest going on the riverfront in Peoria this weekend. And down in Lincoln, the Abe Lincoln Rail Splitting Fest this weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday. That's at the Logan County Fairgrounds in Lincoln, Illinois, which is, I believe, it's the only city named for Abraham Lincoln that was named thus before he became president. Am I right about that? I believe I am. Here's Hannah Richardson, an underrated girl vocalist, it seems to me, who's still on the scene today. She's married to Phil Flanagan, the bass player, and he's playing on this track with a couple of guitarists, Chris Flory and Bob Schneider, and Johnny Frigo jumps in to play a little violin with Mike Melito on drums. It's Hannah Richardson playing a song that Duke Ellington wrote.
Love you madly, right or wrong, sounds like the lyric of a song. But since it's so, I thought you ought to know, I love you madly. Better fish are in the sea is not the theory for me, and that's for sure. just like I said before. I love you madly. If you could see the happy you and me I dream about so proudly, you'd know the breath of spring that makes me sing my love song so loudly. Good things come to those who wait, so just relax and wait for fate to let me see the day you'll say to me, I love you madly. Love you madly, right or wrong, sounds like the lyric of a song. But since it's so, I thought you ought to know, I love you madly. Better fish are in the sea is not the theory for me, and that's for sure, just like I said before, I love you. Love you madly. If you could see the happy you and me I'd dream about so proudly, you'd know the breath of spring that makes me sing my love song so loudly. Good things come to those who wait, so just relax and wait for fate to let me see the day you'll say to me, I love you, 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 I love you madly.
That was sort of the signature phrase of Duke Ellington, I love you madly. And he wrote that song with Luther Henderson Jr. helping out. And Hannah Richardson records it. That was Johnny Frigo playing a fiddle. It sounded very much like Duke Ellington's violinist, Ray Nance, who also played a lot of trumpet and sang every once in a while. Ray Nance was in the trumpet section in 1956 in Newport, Rhode Island. It was, I think, the second, maybe the third Newport Jazz Festival. And Ellington's band was there. It was about midnight when they finally got on the stage. But it's a memorable performance and a memorable, I think it's a two-record or two-CD album, Ellington at Newport. you're curious about Duke Ellington music, you should be there at Newport, Rhode Island in 1956. It was really during the 4th of July weekend, I believe. And Ellington wrote this song that features his great alto saxophonist, Johnny Hodges. I got it bad, and that ain't good.
Support for GLT comes from the Farmers Market in historic downtown Bloomington, proudly featuring locally sourced produce and meats, flowers and plants, live music and art, and more each Saturday from 7:30 to noon. More information at downtownbloomington.org. This is GLT.
The GLT Newsroom doesn't work for awards. They work for you.
Why am I stepping out of the vehicle?
Because I can ask you to step out of the vehicle.
But along the way, two National Edward R. Murrow Awards, two regional Murrows, and a first place from the Public Radio News Directors Association for the series Police and Race.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Also, seven Associated Press Awards, including Outstanding News Operation. GLT reporters don't work for awards. They work for you. Hear the award-winning stories at WGLT.org.
Well, we go from Newport, Rhode Island, and Duke Ellington's orchestra with the great Johnny Hodges. I got it bad, and that ain't good. We go to New York, New York, and Jack Kortner's big band featuring Marv Stamm's flugelhorn and his trumpet, both in Kurt Vile's Speak Low. Speak low. Well, we've already gone a few decibels above that. That's Kurt Vile's great song. And Jack Kortner, a wonderful arranger from New York City. I mean, he just does some great work. Put together a band that included Marv Stamm, whose horn we heard there. Horns, plural. And Bill Mays was a guy who was playing piano here on Radio Munson on GLT. Here's a song that'll make you forget Patience and Prudence. Wait a minute. Who are Patience and Prudence, anyway?
I know you belong to somebody new. But tonight, you belong to me. Although we're apart, you're a part of my heart. And tonight, you belong to me. Way down by the stream, how sweet it will seem. Once more, just a dream in the moonlight. My honey,
I know
with the dawn. Tonight, you belong to me.
As Jane Monheit with a little help from John Pizzarelli here on Radio Munson. They did a little touring together, Monheit and Pizzarelli. So did Patience and Prudence back in 1956 when they burst on the scene with a version of that song, which had been around since the 1920s. Actually, Gene Austin had recorded it back in 1927. Patience Ann and Prudence Ann. They both had the same middle name. Both were Ann, and I'm for the life of me, I can't think of their last name right now. They were 14 and 11. Patience was 14. Prudence was 11. Patience is 73 today, and Prudence is 70. Both of them have addresses in the state of Wisconsin. Yeah, what a motor up there, if you can get off the mother road.
Mister, you may have traveled near or far, but you haven't seen the country till you've seen the country by car. Mister, may I recommend a royal route? It starts in Illinois. Let me tell you, boy, if you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City is a mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico. Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingsman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Springfield, Illinois, Springfield, Missouri too. Seven states, count 'em, seven spread out in front of you. Oklahoma, Albuquerque and Tucumcari make New Mexico extraordinary. You'll want to own a piece of Arizona, a Needles, Essex, Amboy, Azusa. No one in sunny Cal is a loser, so get hip to this timely tip. When you make that California trip, if any Joe tells you to go some other way, say nix, get your kicks on Route 66.
Perry Como, his arranger was always Mitch Ayers, band leader. And they did a little number on Route 66. We traveled sort of that mother road on Interstate 40 out to, 44 out of St. Louis, and then Interstate 40 when we come out of Oklahoma City, and hit all those towns. Every time we go to Dove Mountain, be doing that again in about another 5 weeks or so, and broadcasting through the winter from out there in Arizona. We hang a left just before we get to just after Albuquerque, actually, when we hang a left and head down toward Tulsa. Can't leave yet because the Autumnal Festival is this weekend. That's been a great event annually for a decade now. ISU's Horticulture Center does that, and it's this weekend on Saturday from 9 to 4. The kids are going to love it. Scarecrows on parade, hay rides, tours of their themed gardens up there, and fall produce for sale. Fall produce aplenty. A lot of kids' stuff. It's just south of Rab Road alongside Constitution Trail. Just that would be across Rab Road from the Corn Crib Baseball Stadium Saturday. Here's something autumnal. It's Woody Herman's famous 1948 recording of Early Autumn. Thank you. a gorgeous song written by Woody Herman and one of his arrangers, Ralph Burns. And featuring Stan Getz, he was part of that quartet of saxophonists that caused the band to be labeled the Four Brothers Band of Woody Herman. That was 1948, and Woody Herman had had some hits before, but this one was just instantly recognized as a classic. But it was an instrumental, and Woody decided, you know, we've got to have a vocal version of that. So Johnny Mercer came in late 1948, and by 1949, Mercer had written some lyrics for the song. Sometimes, you know, lyricists start out with a poem, and a composer will write music to go along with the lyrics. But in this case, and it was often the case, actually, there was a great instrumental song, and Johnny Mercer had the knack of fitting lyrics to it. But I think this may be the best thing that Johnny Mercer ever did when he wrote the lyrics to Early Autumn. Marlene Verplank does honors.
When an early autumn walks the land and chills the breeze and touches with her hand the summer trees, perhaps you'll understand what memories I own. There's a dance pavilion in the rain, all shuttered down a winding country lane, all russet brown, a frosty window pane. Shows me a town grown lonely. That spring of ours that started so April-hearted seemed made for just a boy and girl. I never dreamed, did you? Any fall could come in view. So early, early, darling, if you care, please let me know. I'll meet you anywhere. I miss you so. Let's never have to share another early autumn. Early autumn, do.
Support for GLT comes from Heritage Health. Heritage was the first to offer specialized healthcare services for seniors in Bloomington Normal. Details about the Heritage of Heritage on the web at heritageofcare.com. This is GLT.